find a Christian bookstore? Well, visit our bookstore at wcno.com, where you will find thousands of items to choose from, including over 1,200 Bibles, communion supplies, resources for pastors, books, educational supplies, clothing, games, and crafts for your children. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through our bookstore helps to support our ministry. Visit the bookstore at wcno.com today.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. You know, the Lord's put it on my heart that we should do one of our healing school services and just air it on the radio because there are many people, good people, that require healing. And they just need to get a little bit of a tweak and learn one or two things that might just change the whole situation for their lives, where they would now be able to walk in absolute divine health. So join us in this live healing school today, and let's see if anything that God brings to us is going to help you and your life to walk in perfect peace and divine health. So Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory. We lift up your precious, powerful, mighty name. We know, Lord, that you have got a desire for each and every one of us to walk in divine health. And we are striving and we're going towards that, and we claim it. We confess it, we decree it, and we receive it. We walk in divine health. We come against all that the enemy tries to throw against us, and we stand in righteousness that you have put on our lives, and therefore we can come boldly into the throne of grace and look into our Father's eyes and just say, "Hi, Dad." And he just wraps his arms around each and every one of us. He loves us, and he takes care of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, a little while ago, we spoke about the names of God, if you all remember. The covenant names of God. We know that Jehovah means the self-existent one. Jehovah is self-existent. He doesn't need our help. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need anyone. He's self-existent. He always has been, always is, always will be. Amen. And we spoke about Jehovah Rapha, one of his names. In Exodus 15, 26, he mentioned to Moses, "I am Jehovah Rapha." That's what Moses heard. "I am the Lord who heals you." Say, "The Lord who heals you."
The Lord who heals you.
Jehovah Rapha is the Lord who heals you. And then remember, we learned about Jehovah Jireh, and Jehovah Jireh is the Lord my provider. And that, you know, when you speak of his names, it talks about the character of God and what he does. That's part of what he does. And so when you say the Lord who supplies, it means he supplies all your need. If you have a need for finances, he supplies it. If you have a need for peace, he supplies it. Jehovah Shalom is peace. If you have a need for healing, he supplies it. So he supplies all you need, and he's Jehovah Rapha. He is the Lord your healer. So last night we were teaching on that a little bit, and you can watch it online. If you weren't here, go ahead online and watch that and learn about the covenant names of God, because they mean a lot in our lives. It means something to us. So as God would not have spoken that name out so many times, so many different times. And there's hundreds and even thousands of times that he used the name. Amen? And so check it out online. It'll help you to understand some of the things that God does. Remember when Moses said to him, "Sure, I'll go and tell the Egyptians to free you. But when the Israelites asked me, who sent me, who am I going to say?" And then God said, "Tell them I am that I am." And what does he mean by that? I mean, that I used to think that's something like I am. You know, I am. You know, what did that mean? And basically what God was saying there is, I am everything you will ever need. I am all you will ever need. Amen. If Jesus is all you have, then you have all you will ever need. Right? We taught that on Sunday. If Jesus is all that you have, then you have all you will ever need. And if that's the case, if God is the healer, if God is the Savior, how many of you believe he's the Savior?
Yes. Yes.
Well, if he can save me, he can certainly heal me.
That's right.
Amen? And so God is the healer, which means if he's a healer, that means there is not any disease or sickness that he cannot heal. Because God is all-powerful, all-knowing, and everywhere. So if he's God, like he says, and he's the Savior, like he says, which we've all been saved, right? And if he's the healer, like he says, then there can't be a sickness or an ailment that he can't fix up or rectify. Amen. Or heal or replenish or make right. How many of you believe that's true? And so that means if that's the case, there is no incurable disease. Amen. There can't be an incurable disease. To the world, there is incurable diseases. To mankind, mankind will say, we've done all we can do for you. When he says that, he's not lying. He's right. We've done all we can do. Call hospice, basically. We've done all we can do. That does not mean that there's no more that can be done. Mankind reaches limits. God never has limits. So when mankind says we've done all we can do, he's just telling the truth. But God hasn't. God hasn't. So when mankind's saying it's incurable, we can't touch it, God can and God will. So there are no incurable diseases. Say that. There are no incurable diseases. You see, and you've got to get this in your spirit. You've got to start speaking it and start believing it so that when the enemy tries to attack you, you already know the answers. You already are standing in the power of God's word. Amen. Listen, you've got to remember this. God says, put on the whole armor of God. And he talks about the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness. Now, when you get saved, you got that helmet. You need to keep it on. Stay saved. Amen. Don't withdraw from God. Don't backslide. And then the breastplate of righteousness, that's what God puts on us. When we receive Jesus as Lord and Savior, he makes us righteous. Then the belt of truth. The word of God is truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You strap Jesus onto you. Everything is Jesus. Can you say amen? And then the shoes that are the gospel. You keep the word of God coming out of your mouth all the time. Then he says, take up that shield. Of faith, wherewith we quench the fiery darts of the enemy. What is a fiery dart of the enemy? Anything that came with a curse. What came with a curse? Well, just read in Deuteronomy, you can find out all about the curse. And there's hundreds of things that they mention in the curse. It'll slam into the shield of faith, sickness, poverty, fear, doubt, unbelief, all that stuff will go into the shield of faith if you've got it held up. Amen. Amen. And then he says, and then with the two-edged sword coming out of your mouth, the word of God, the word of God needs to come out of your mouth. You need to be in faith. You need to speak it. Right. Amen. And it'll quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Now, Galatians 3:13 and 14 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of that law. Christ has redeemed us from that curse. Can you say amen? Amen? So if he's redeemed us from the curse, everything in the curse has been taken care of. But you've got to be in faith for it. You've got to stand for it. You've got to believe it, speak it, and walk in it. Can you say amen? Amen. All right. So there is no incurable disease. No, there aren't. No? I mean, look, when Jesus was in the earth, he actually raised dead people. He raised dead. You can't get more incurable than dead. Can you? Seriously. And even Mary and Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had only been here. If you had only been here, my brother wouldn't have died. If you were here. But it's too late. You got here too late. And then Martha ran out, said the same thing. Mary first, then Jesus. And Jesus said, I told you, you will see the resurrection of him. And he said, we understand the resurrection of the dead after death. When you come back, and the resurrection, people are going to be resurrected. But my brother's dead now anyway. You're too late. You don't get more incurable than dead. Do you? And God raised Lazarus. He raised him from the dead. And incidentally, if you read further in the Gospels, and you'll find out that when he was in the house teaching, and all the scribes and Pharisees were there, they came to see Jesus and also Lazarus, whom Jesus raised. So now he's living, and walking around, and he's back to normal. All right? And they wanted to kill Jesus and Lazarus. You do know that, right? They wanted to kill them both. But what that tells me is whatever it was that killed Lazarus had to be taken care of, whilst Lazarus would have been raised and died again.
Amen.
Come on. And so what was incurable to them then, taken care of.
Amen.
What's incurable to us now, taken care of.
Amen.
There is nothing too great for God that he cannot heal.
Amen.
Nothing. I mean, he's God. We're talking God. This is real God. The one who you claim to be your savior, where your salvation comes from. Do you believe you're going to heaven?
Yes.
Well, the same God that gave you that assurance is the same God who healed you. Amen. So you've got to get this in your life. You've got to get it in your spirit. You've got to see yourself well. You've got to see yourself walking right, running, jogging, exercising, swimming, getting up, going to work. You've got to see yourself with it, with the healing. You've got to visualize it. You understand? We used to put days ago, I still do, but many years ago, Christians were putting stickers on their walls and on their mirrors with scriptures and seeing them and speaking them. What changed? Why did we stop? God hasn't changed. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he wants us to continue doing what we do. That two-edged sword needs to be coming out of your mouth. Listen.
In Revelation
12, verse 11, he says, they overcame him, that's the devil, and all of his filthy works that he's done. They overcame him. Who is they? The saints of God. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb. You've got to be saved, or else you can't overcome him. They overcame him
by the blood of the Lamb
and by the two-edged sword, by the word of their testimony. That word coming out of your mouth, that word coming out of your mouth, word coming out of your mouth. Now, I like to say this. You've got to visualize whatever it is that you believe in God for. You've got to see yourself healed. You've got to see yourself with a job. You've got to see yourself in a good relationship. You've got to see it. And God gave us the mind and the brain that we've got an imagination. We can imagine things that never been seen or done before.
Right.
That's imagination.
Amen.
Amen. You can imagine things that have not been done. I mean, you know, the guy imagined light. Remember? And boom. Then the other guys, the brothers, imagined flying. And boom. They imagined it before it was. So they hadn't seen it. They imagined it. You understand? So God gives us a capacity to have imagination and also to visualize. Visualize and imagination are different.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That means that you can build your faith for your miracle today. If you would like to attend a service with us, we will welcome you with the love of God and make you feel right at home. Service times are 10 a.m. Sunday mornings and 7 p.m. Wednesday evenings, which also includes a youth service. We are located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie. That's in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility. God bless you and your loved ones as you keep the faith.
Thank you for joining us today. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us just as the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us any Thursday morning at 9 a.m. where we host Healing School. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. There is no charge, and all are welcome.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful